ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಾಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಂ ತಥೋಜಾಯ ಉದಿರಹೇ ನಷ್ಟಭ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ. ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ಹರಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 10 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8. Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Text 44. Sadyo nasta smritir gopi. Sadyo nasta smritir gopi. Sarupyaroham atmajam. ಸಾರೂಪ್ಯಾರೋಹಂ ಆತ್ಮಜಂ ಪ್ರವೃದ್ಧ ಸ್ನೇಹ ಕಲಿಲ ಹೃದಯಾಸೀದ್ ಯಥಾ ಪುರಾ ಸದಯ. After all these philosophical speculations, Mother Yashoda fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nasta Smriti, having gotten rid of the memory of seeing the universal form within Krishna's mouth. Okay, it's too long. Gopi, Mother Yashoda, Sa, see, Arupya, sitting, Aruham, on the lap, Atmajam, her son, Pravriddha, increased, Sneha, by affection, Kalila, affected, Hridaya, the core of her heart, Asid, became situated, Yathapura, as he was formerly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Translation: immediately forgetting Yog Maya's illusion that Krishna had shown the universal form within his mouth, Mother Yashoda took her son on her lap as before, feeling increased affection in her heart for her transcendental child. Purport: Mother Yashoda regarded the vision of the universal form within Krishna's mouth as an arrangement of yoga maya, like a dream. As one forgets everything after a dream, Mother Yashoda immediately forgot the entire incident. As her natural feelings of affection increased, she decided to herself, "Now let this incident be forgotten. I do not mind. Here is my son. Let me kiss him." ஓம் அஜ்ஞான திமிரந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞானாஞ்சனா சலாகய சக்ஷுருன்மீலிதம் மேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய மனோபீஷ்டம் ஸ்தாபிதம் மேன பூதலே ஸ்வயம் ரூப கலாமய்யம் ததாதி ஸ்வபதாந்திகம். வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரோ ஸ்ரீயுத பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுரூன் வைஷ்ணவாம்ச ஸ்ரீரூபம் சாக்ரஜாதம் சஹகணா ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனா சைதம் கிருஷ்ணசைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான் சஹகணா லலிதா ஸ்ரீவிசாகாந்தம் ச ஜய் ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர சிவாசாதி கௌரபக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஸோ ஐ சீக் த பிளெஸ்ஸிங் ஆஃப் ஆல் த அசெம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ். ஸோ ஹியர் வாட் வி சீ தேட் பை த அரேஞ்ச்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா, நவ் வி நோ கிருஷ்ணா ஹேஸ் அன்லிமிட்டெட் எனர்ஜிஸ் அண்ட் நவ் யோக் மாயா இஸ் பீங் டோல்ட் பை லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா தேட் எஸ் ஷி ஷுட் இமிடியட்லி சேஞ்ச் த திங்கிங் ஃபீலிங் அண்ட் வில்லிங் ஆஃப் மதர் யசோதா. ஸோ தேர் இஸ் ஒன் நைஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஹவு கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் கண்ட்ரோலர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங் இன் ஸ்வேதாஷ்டபதி உபநிஷத். இட் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ந தஸ்ய காரியம் காரணம் ச வித்யதே ந தத் சமஸ்ய சாபி ச த்ருஷ்யதே பராசக்திர் விவிதய ஸ்ருயதே ஸ்வாபாவிகி ஜ்ஞான பல கிரியா ச. So it is mentioned that the Supreme Lord has nothing to do and no one is found to be equal or greater than him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. Like for example, you know, so there are many things nowadays, electronic gadgets, there are so many components inside, they work automatically and they are given the required amount of power supply and other things. So in material world also we see like people of higher caliber, they have so many people being employed. So there is one pastime of Henry Ford. So one time Henry Ford, he was asked about his house number. So that time there were only 4-digit numbers, like more than 100 years back. So Henry Ford, I can't recall my, I employed so many people. So he asked his one assistant, okay, what is my house number? So he knew. So for Krishna, what we see practically, so many energies they are there, they are acting. No, Krishna need not to direct them or dictate them, because they are working systematically. And what we see now, next our chapter will be Damodar Leela, and it is mentioned in Damodar Leela or even Govardhan Leela, there are so many energies of the Lord, they are working by the will of the Lord. There is one Shakti mentioned, that Satya Sankalpa Shakti. Whatever Krishna desires, immediately she will put that into action. Also there is Ichha Shakti, Kripa Shakti, that will come in Damodar Leela. And also our Acharya Vishna Chakravarti Thakur, what he explains, that Mother Yashoda, she is the epitome of that Murtiman Vatsalya Rasa Bhava. What he explains, that no one can take the position of Mother Yashoda. So now what we see here, even after seeing the yoga, this universal form within the mouth of baby Krishna, so Yashoda was not overtaken. So what is the reason? So can anyone comment? So why Yashoda was not overtaken? Like we see so many things in the dream, after the dream is over, when you get up, we are back to normal. So that's what Prabhupada explains in the purport. So why Yashoda was not overtaken? Because there is no change in her rasa. Our acharyas, they mention that her rasa, let whatever Krishna do, her rasa will never change. So now we see in case of Devaki and Vasudev, when Krishna was born, they offered prayers. Even when Krishna Balaram, after killing Kamsa, when they came to Mother Devaki and Vasudev, so that time they were very much in awe and reverence. They didn't want to go and hug their Krishna and Balaram. They were standing a safe distance. And we see in Bali Yajna, the sister of, some they say, daughter of Bali Maharaj. Anyone knows what is the name? Ratnamala. So it is mentioned that when Vamandev came in the yajna in the form of a boy, about 5 years, so immediately the Vatsalya Bhav manifested in her body. But when ultimately Vamandev, he took everything, so another different rasa or bhav manifested. There are secondary rasas, 7 rasas. So she immediately, she wanted to feed poison. First she wanted to feed milk, then she had to take birth as Putana again. And we see in case of Arjuna in the 11th canto, in the beginning of the war, what Arjuna thought, Krishna is my friend. So there is a Sakya Ras. So later on what happened when Krishna, he showed the universal form, that Sakya Ras changed into Dasya Ras, one step down. So what we see, this kind of thing, it doesn't happen in case of the Brajavasis. And there are so many pastimes of Krishna. Krishna was there in Vrindavan. Some explain he was there around 11 years and 6 months. So from day one, from Krishna's birth till the time he was leaving Vrindavan, so many pastimes took place in Vrindavan, and nobody could make out or understand how things are going on. So it was, everything was happening under the supervision of Krishna. And because Yoga Maya was helping, we have Purnamasi, also we have Vrindadevi. So they are coordinating all Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And we should know that in Vrindavan, Krishna, he performs specially, he has 4 extra qualities. They are called Madhurya. So there are 60 qualities for Lord Ram, Narasimhadev, Vishnu Avatar. But Krishna has 4 extra qualities. They are called Bhakti Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, and Rupa Madhurya. That is ultimate. So now today here what we see under the Leela Madhurya, what Krishna he does, the pastimes in Vrindavan. So more or less, our acharyas they explain. So the pastimes which are performed in Bhauma Vrindavan, so they are more pleasing than the pastimes of Golok Vrindavan. Because in Golok Vrindavan there are no childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna. There is Krishna, his age is there. Anyone knows what is the Krishna's age in Golok Vrindavan? There are categories of age Krishna has, from birth, Balya, Kaumara, Pauganda, Kaishora, then Navyavan. Krishna is always Navyavan in Golok Vrindavan. So these pastimes, they don't take place over there. So also some acharyas they comment that Krishna, he wanted to enjoy specially the Vatsalya Ras. That's why Krishna manifested in the material world. That is also one reason given. So Rup Goswami in Padyavali, he writes one nice verse, a very long verse. So first I'll read the verse. Now today we'll try to analyze how devotional service overpowers Lord Krishna. How devotional service by the Brajavasis, even the devotees who are doing devotional service in different rasas, 5 rasas, how Lord Krishna can be overpowered by devotional service. Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsal. So Rup Goswami writes, Vyadascha acharanam dhruvasya cha vayo vidhya gadyendrasya ka kubjaya kim nu nama rupam adhikam kim tat sudhamno dhanam vamshoko vidurasya yadav pater ugrasya kim paurusham bhaktya tushyati kevalam nacha guner bhakti priyo madhava. So Rup Goswami explains, he gives a good number of examples that how Krishna is overpowered by devotional service. Now what he explains, where is the hunter Dharma's piety? Now I'll just keep it brief. So at the Prabhakshetra war, it is mentioned that that musal, whatever was left, iron pellet, that was thrown in the ocean, and that was gulped by a fish, and that fish was sold to one Samba, there was one demon, and that it was retrieved from that belly. And this Dharma, the hunter, So he put that on the arrow, and that arrow was hit, mistaking that Krishna's lotus feet to be some deer drinking water. So when Dharma, he approached Lord Krishna after the Yadu's fratricidal war, so Krishna immediately he transferred him to Vaikuntha. It is mentioned that. So in one sense here what Rupa Goswami explains that Dharma, the hunter, especially Mrigari, you must have heard, they don't have any, you know, compassion or piety, whatever it is. So then what he explains, Dhruva Maharaj, what is his maturity? So anyone knows, as per the Vedic literature, at what age our intelligence is developed, complete intelligence is developed, at what age? So material world today, 18 plus. below 18, they are considered as adolescent. So anyone knows what age our intelligence develops completely? So as per the scriptures, it is 14 years. So Dhruva was just 5 years old. So Gajendra, it is mentioned that Vidya Gajendra. Gajendra means elephant. So everyone knows elephant has a big brain. But that brain is of no use. It is mentioned in the Niti Shastra. So one time, few birds, they just rebuked an elephant. Why you are wetting in the rain? Why don't you build a house? So the elephant became very angry. And he pulled down the tree along with their nest. So the birds, they were very intelligent. So they went and they poked the eyes of the elephant. So although elephant is a big animal, but it has no big intelligence. He is being controlled by a human being just by that. There is one instrument used to poke the elephant to work, and elephant becomes a lifelong slave. So now we have, next is Kubja. So all of you know Kubja, she was Tribhang. She was bent in three and places in the body, and she didn't have any beauty. But her qualification was, she got so much attracted to Krishna Balaram, she was ready to offer all the chandan, whatever she had made for Kamsa. So that was her qualification. Then where was Sudama's wealth? Now in material world, so whenever it comes to making friendship, equal level. In the Mahabharata, there is a pastime of Dronacharya and king. Anyone knows who's the king who studied in the Gurukul in childhood? Dronacharya, he studied with whom? Anyone knows? Drupad. Yes. So Drupad, he promised Dronacharya, when I become a king, I'll give you a cow. Come to me. But when Dronacharya went to him, he said, tell him to get lost. He didn't entertain Dronacharya. So here what we see, Sudama, when he came to the palace, nobody stopped him. And Krishna, he gave him such a welcome. Even Krishna washed his lotus feet. So then we see, what is the noble birth of Vidura? So Vidura was a Dasi Putra. He was a son of a Dasi. And as per the hierarchy, so they have no standing for any claims. But because Vidura had such a love, and his wife, they had such a love for Krishna. So what Krishna, he told this thing, Duryodhana, see, a person becomes hungry only on three occasions. Only because Duryodhana had made 64, 56 bhog, 56 bhogas in pure ghee and so many things. But Krishna, he told, I am not hungry. So if you want to eat the food, there has to be also love, mixed with love. There are two other factors. So it is mentioned that Krishna, he went to the house of Vidura, and Vidurani, she fed Krishna out of ecstasy. She forgot that she is feeding him the banana leaf. So it is mentioned that, okay, what was his birth? Then it comes to the chivalry, strength of Ugrasen. Now in Bhagavatam it is mentioned, can anyone knows how many bodyguards Ugrasen had? Very difficult to put the zeros. Okay, but Ugrasena, although he was such a big king, but he was imprisoned by his own son. But still, Krishna, after killing Ugrasen, he made him the king of Yadavas. So, how all this happened? So, Rupa Goswami explains that Bhaktya Tushyati Kevalam Nacha Gunair Bhakti Priyo Madhava. Only by our devotion, Krishna, he becomes pleased. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one nice bhajan. Bhaja Bhakata Vassala Sri Gaura Hari. Sri Gaura Hari Sohi Ghost Bihari Nanda Yashomati Chitta Hari. Krishna, he steals the heart of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Of course, all other Brajavasis. And if we analyze in the scriptures, so there are so many verses, especially they glorify the devotional service. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains, Bhaktya Mam Tu Abhijanati. So we'll try to analyze few verses from the Bhagavatam and other scriptures. So it is mentioned in one verse, Bhakti Mata. Sorry, first, it is Krishna is Bhakta Vashita. Krishna is controlled by the devotees. All kind of devotees of the Lord. So at Gokul, when Krishna used to play with the children, so Mother Yashoda, she used to come and chastise, come on, Nanda Maharaj is waiting for food, you have to come immediately to take prasad with Nanda Maharaj. So the children, they used to tell, Kanaya, if you go, we will not let you again join our games. So Krishna used to fear the children, so that they will not allow him back. So he used to go and back join the children again in the game. So that is called Bhakta Vasita. Then we have Bhakti Matam. He is accessible only to devotees engaged in spontaneous devotional service. So now what we see, like in Gokul, Krishna, it is mentioned that he used to go to the houses of all the gopis because they used to make this butter with so much love and devotion for Krishna. So only because of that, he used to go and steal the butter, as there was no dearth of butter in the house of Nanda Maharaj. Then Bhakti Baddham. Krishna is bound only by pure devotion. And the topmost example what we see in the coming next chapter. So we have so many instances where gopis, they practically caught Krishna and they were bringing Krishna to the house of Nanda Maharaj. But somehow Krishna, he tricked them. Even Duryodhan, Jarasan, they tried to catch Krishna, but they couldn't catch. Even the yogis, they are trying to catch Krishna within the heart, but impossible. But Yashoda was such a lady that only Yashoda, there is one record, track record, what we can say, that only Yashoda had tied Krishna because of her Vatsalya Bhav. Then next it comes that Bhakta Paradhina. So it is mentioned that Krishna, because he is only overpowered by the devotee's devotion, in the Bhagavatam 9th canto, this is in between Durvas Muni, Ambarish Maharaj. When Durvas Muni went to Vaikuntha, so the Lord, he said, I am under the jurisdiction of the devotees. I can't help you. Go back. So Durvas Muni had to come all the way and fall at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. So that is called Bhakta Paradhina. Then Bhaktya Tushyati. He is satisfied only by pure devotion. Now what we see, Krishna, he told the gopis that I can't repay you. Even in Ram Leela, what Lord Ram told Hanumanji, I can't give you anything. Whatever I gave you, you just spoiled it. So I can only hug you. So similarly, what Krishna, he told the gopis, na pare ham, that I can't repay you. Whatever love you are given to me. So that is called that Bhaktya Tushyati. Then Bhakti Priyo. So he is pleased by the devotion of the devotees. Like we have example of Narada, Prahlad, then Dhruva. Literally the Lord was pleased by their devotion. And this is another word called Bhakti Mamorjita. He is attained by only devotion. So there is one nice verse. There was one Brajavasi, his name was Rasakhan. Actually he was a Muslim, but he got converted into a Vaishnava. And he had such a divine vision. He could see the manifest pastimes of Lord Krishna. So he has written some verses in Braj Bhasha. So what he explains, Tahi ahiran ki choriya chachiya bhar chhach pae nach nachavai. So what he explains that these cowherd damsels of Vrindavan, what they do, just for a little buttermilk, they make Krishna, baby Krishna dance. So now, what is the price of buttermilk? Comparatively, it is nothing. When it comes to eating rabdi or rasgulla and other things made from milk, chas, if you go to Nandagaon, there is a big hole. They say there is Mother Yashoda's chas ghada, where Mother Yashoda used to put all the buttermilk. So this way, it is mentioned that Krishna, he bhaktim mamorjitam, then bhaktir jitatvam. He is defeated by devotion of the devotees. And in the Vrindavan Leela, there are Sridhama, Sudama, Madhumangal. So Krishna was always defeated by them. In a outer sense, Krishna was always defeated by them, and they used to always boast this, I defeated Krishna. So this is called bhaktir jitatvam. Then Vrityavasyata. Vrityavasyata means controlled by the pure devotees. So now what we see, even the Lord, this supreme controller, but the Lord is controlled by the devotion of the devotees. Like in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, when the demigods, they approach the Lord, so the what Lord, he told them, yes, I know about the atrocities of Hiranyakashipu. So only when he starts abusing his son, Prahlad Maharaj, and that time I will do the needful. And it is mentioned that because of Prahlad's devotion, Narsingdev, he manifested. So in Vrindavan, what we see when Krishna was doing his manifest pastimes, so now also if we go to Gokul, there is one ghat. Ghat means where people, they take shower, they bathe there. So there is one ghat called Chintaharan ghat. It is next to Brahmand ghat, where Krishna ate the mud. So one beautiful pastime took place. I think most of you know that, but still we will repeat it. So it is mentioned that when Balramji, he told Yashoda, yes, Kanhaiya had eaten some clay. So Yashoda, she was little mortified. So what she thought, okay, let me go and verify. She came running and she caught Krishna by hand and she told, open, come on, open the mouth. Somehow Krishna was denying and he was telling, no, 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 even Balramji, he speaks lie. But Yashoda, she had a complete faith in Balram, that Balramji will never speak lie. So this way, when Krishna opened the mouth, what Yashoda saw, that we are now seeing through this chapter. So it is mentioned that Yashoda now here, somehow by the power of Yog Maya, she forgot everything. But it is mentioned in the Vrindavan Leela, in Gokul Leela. So when the gopis, they came and they asked Yashoda, yes, Yashoda, what happened? Why you are in such a anxiety? What is the dilemma? So what she said, see, I am feeding him such a good quality butter and other things, but still he is eating this clay. So the gopi said, don't worry, there is one nice vaidya. There is one nice, physician. So he is not far off, he is just sitting over there, Yamuna. And you just go and tell him to give some medication to Kanhaiya. So Yashoda, what she did, she pulled Krishna and she took Krishna all the way to this Chintaharan ghat. And there Lord Shiva also, he reciprocates in Krishna Leela in different rasas. So immediately Lord Shiva, he took his position, he hid all the snakes and other things. So he was sitting as if a yogi with so many herbs there. So the moment Yashoda approached there, what Shiva he did, she told, yes, she complained what happened. So what Shiva, he said, okay, don't worry. What I'll do, I'll just massage your son's belly with my hand, and whatever he has eaten, it will be digested. And also I give him some special boons. So whatever he eats, let it be anything and everything, so he will digest. Henceforth you don't worry, you don't get into anxiety. So in material world, there is the Sanskrit word is called chinta. They say chinta jalaye bar bar, chita jalaye ek bar. So we are always in anxiety from getting up till the time we go to the bed. So we are always burnt by this chinta. But chita means the fire by which our body is burnt after death. So that burns us only after our death. So, but if we do chintan, if we do always Harinam, Kirtan, so then we will be saved from this, the conscious anxiety of this material world. So material world, what we see, that Rupa Goswami also has written a good number of pastimes in the Nectar of Devotion about the anxiety of Mother Yashoda. And also Sukhdev Goswami, he explains in this pastime, in the next coming chapter, it will be explained by Sukhdev Goswami, what he explains, that Yashoda is so fortunate, she is triple fortunate, not even one time, two time, three times. So Sukhdev Goswami mentions to Parikshit Maharaj, that Yashoda is more fortunate compared to Brahma, Shiva and Lakshmi. He mentions one verse. Nemam virchinto na bhavo na shrir api anga samshrishya prasadam lebire gopi yat tat prap vimukti. What he explains, neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva nor even Goddess Fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Godhead, the deliverer of the material world, such a mercy as received by Yashoda. Now we can understand the depth or the height of the mercy received by Mother Yashoda. Also in the fourth wave of Nectar of Devotion, there are certain pastimes mentioned about Yashoda. So now we know that when Krishna, he left Vrindavan, he was 11 and a half. Anyone knows for how many years Krishna was there in Mathura? So out of 125 years, Krishna stays in Vrindavan, some they say 9 years, some they say 11. So we'll go with 11. Okay, it is mentioned that Krishna stayed in Mathura 14 years, during which 17 times Jarasandha, he attacked Mathura. So further now you can calculate how much Krishna, for how long Krishna stayed at Dwarka? Out of 125, 100 years. So now it is mentioned that in between, when Krishna was at Dwarka, there was a solar eclipse at Kurukshetra. So most of the people, especially the warrior class and Vaishya class, they were going to gather. And when the Brajavasis, they came to know, so it is mentioned that the gopis along with Nanda Maharaj Yashoda, they also took the chance of going to Kurukshetra. And Rupa Goswami mentions that during the solar eclipse at Kurukshetra, all great sages were glorifying Krishna. Also at that time, Nanda Yashoda arrived there anxiously. Yashoda was with tears dripping from her eyes, was waiting to take Krishna in her lap. Also knowing that Nanda and Yashoda are coming to Kurukshetra, Krishna was also looking very much anxiously for them. As Nanda and Yashoda were standing there, many people passing by, they were commenting, addressing that Krishna is the son of Devaki. Also they were addressing Vasudev Nandan. So it is mentioned that although Krishna was hearing all this comment, but finally when Krishna, he met with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, so the Krishna was thinking within his heart that I am the son of Yashoda, and Krishna was in complete bliss. Also Rupa Goswami explains Vasalya Sneha Bhava Prakash. So under that, what he explains, this is also in Kurukshetra. So what he explains that during the Kurukshetra eclipse, one great tapaswini, that is one female, she is a sadhvi, seeing Yashoda's bhav, reading her heart, what she addressed her, "Hey Brajeshwari, from your mountain-like breeze, the Ganges is flowing from your both eyes, the black mascara anointed with mascara, the tears are flowing like Yamuna, and they are creating a prayag." So what she mentions, it is clear from this manifestation of these symptoms that you have come here with the happiness to see your son Krishna. In this way, Yashoda's Vatsalya Sneha Rati is openly manifested at Kurukshetra. So oftentimes we see, like when we tell the pastimes of Lord Krishna, so usually you have to go through three things: Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So there is one associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name was Kanu Kutia. So he has written one nice book called Mahaprakash, Mahabhava Prakash, very nice book, but it is in Odia. I don't know whether it is translated in English. So one time Gaur Govind Maharaj, he mentioned this pastime, that it is mentioned in that book that Narad Muni, often time he heard that Krishna is son of Yashoda, Krishna is son of Devaki. So Narad Muni wanted to clear the doubt, and also Narada wanted to see who has the highest Vatsalya Rati for Krishna. So what he took, he coined a new idea. So Narada, it is mentioned that one time he came to Dwarka and he reminded Vasudev, yes, when Krishna was born, within your mind, you wanted to give some cows in charity. You wanted to give 2 lakh cows in charity, but because you were imprisoned, that couldn't happen. So you mentally did that work. But now you are living in Dwarka, there is no dearth of any opulence. So what you do now, because you took that pledge, so you have to do the work. It is not that mentally you offer, because you have everything to do the needful. So why don't you do a big Godan ceremony at Prabhas and call all, and also you can call the Brajavasis, including Nanda and Yashoda. So it is mentioned that that time, the mother of Kamsa, anyone knows what is her name? Mother of Kamsa, Padmavati, very good name. Even Lord Nityananda's mother was Padmavati. So whatever it is. So this Padmavati is a very, you know, very grave lady. So what she said, no. She told Vasudev, except this Brajavasis, all are invited. Make sure that this Brajavasis, they should not enter here. But all of you know Narada, he does everything back and forth. So Narada, he came to Vrindavan and he told, yes, now Vasudev is going to do a big Godan ceremony wherein Krishna, Balaram, they will take part, and this will be a big ceremony, and a good number of people from all part of this globe, they will be coming over there. Why don't you take a chance to go there? So hearing that, Yashoda was very much elated. She was very much, she wanted to go. But what Narad Muni had told, that yes, you people, Gokulvasis, you are not invited. So but what Nanda Maharaj, he told, consoled her, yes, Krishna is our child, Krishna is our son. So for the family members, there is no need of invitation. Like we have Sati, she went to the Daksha Yajna. So here also Nanda Maharaj said, okay, we'll take a chance, we'll go, what is the big deal? So he told all the coward men, okay, take more ghee, butter and some nice donations and fill up the bullock carts, and this is a long journey, we'll go. So this way they all get set, go. They went to all the way to Prabhas. So here the Yajna ceremony was going on, and when the news reached that the Brajavasis, they are arriving with so many gifts with Nanda Maharaj Yashoda, so Padmavati came to know. So immediately Padmavati, she told all the guard, come on, barricade this area. And don't let, especially Nanda and Yashoda, they should not enter, because they will change the mind of Krishna and Balaram. Make sure, cautioned the guards that they should not be let in. Okay, whatever they have bought, gifts, we can take them to the Yajnashala, but make sure that they never enter inside. So this way, what happened, there was a big hue and cry, and a big number of Dwarkavasis, they were gathering there. So what happened, after some time, Devaki and Balaram's mother, Rohini, also arrived there, and they saw a very pathetic situation. So they also wanted to have a look at Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. But seeing this, situation of Padmavati, so what they said, what a big deal, they also love Krishna. But Padmavati said, no, they are very cruel hearted. So do you know, when they were, Krishna and Balaram, they were under the care of Nanda Maharaj and the Gokulvasis. So in childhood, they never fed them nice food. They were, full day they were being sent to herd the cows. They were taking so many laborious job being done by them. They never did any samskaras. Even one time, Yashoda, she bound for stealing small butter. So this way, Padmavati she was telling, they have done so many atrocities, we will not let them see. So then what Padmavati she thought, okay, I want to make the illusion, I want to clear the illusion of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, what they think they are the real father and mother of Krishna. So what I will do, okay. Now, from here, what she told Devaki, that you are the real mother of Krishna. So now what we'll do, we'll make a test. On your calling, if Krishna comes, then all the problems are solved. They will go out and out. So they need not come inside. So then, what happened? Okay. She agreed somehow. So Rohini, she, she arranged. And what she said, okay, now we'll give first chance, as you claim that Devaki is the real mother of Krishna. So we'll give chance to Devaki to call Krishna. Krishna is sitting little away in the yajna. So Devaki was told, okay, now you can call Krishna. So Devaki, she started calling, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So Krishna was not taken back. He was doing, offering all the oblations. There was no much change. So this way, some time went off, there was no change. So now all people, they said, yes, yes, now we should give chance to Yashoda. So ultimately Padmavati, she had to agree. She said, okay, now, they said, okay, now you call Krishna. So now all of you know how Yashoda, she addressed Krishna. So Yashoda, she called, Kanhaiya! So when Krishna heard, immediately he got mesmerized. So he was looking. So on second calling, Kanhaiya, Krishna got up. When he heard third time, he started running where from the sound was coming. And Krishna, he came and immediately he embraced his mother and he cried, Ma. In Brajavasha they call Ma. So after some times, all people, they got somewhat mesmerized. So here, what we can see, the love what Yashoda had for Krishna, no one can justify, yes, somebody is higher than Yashoda. So this way there are so many pastimes mentioned by our acharyas and other devotees. So wherein what we see that Mother Yashoda's love, in especially in Vatsalya Rati, it is unquestionable. Also oftentimes some devotees, what they say, yes, we can't take the position of Mother Yashoda. That is for sure. So we can enter into this rasa, but we can't take the position of Mother Yashoda. Also, Rupa Goswami mentions in Nectar of Devotion, deep anxiety in ecstatic love. This is also regarding Mother Yashoda. So it is mentioned that one of friends of Krishna once informed him, my dear killer of demon Mura, your kind and gentle mother is very anxious because you are not returned home. And with great difficulty she has passed the evening constantly sitting on the balcony of your home. It is certainly astonishing how she could forget, sorry, how you could forget your mother while you are somewhere engaged in your playful activities. This is an instance of deep anxiety in ascetic love. This is also mentioned in Nectar of Devotion. Further it is mentioned that when Mother Yashoda was very anxiously waiting for Krishna to return from Mathura, Nanda Maharaj gave her this solace. My dear Yashoda, please don't be worried. Please dry your beautiful lotus-like face. There is no need for you to breathe so hotly. I'll go immediately with Akrura to the palace of Kamsa and get your son back for you. Here is an instance of anxiety in ascetic love caused by Krishna's awakened position. Then further Rupa Goswami explains, the parental love of Mother Yashoda for Krishna steadily increases and her love and ecstasy are sometimes described as intense affection and sometimes as overwhelming attachment. So he gives the example that he mentions from the Bhagavatam that Parikshit Maharaj is being addressed by Sukhdev Goswami. He mentions, my dear king, when magnanimous Nanda Maharaj returned from Mathura, he began to smell the head of his son and was merged in ecstasy of parental love. A similar statement is there in connection with Mother Yashoda when she was too anxious to hear the sound of Krishna's flute, expecting him back from the pasturing ground, because she thought that it was getting very late. Her anxiety to hear the sound of Krishna's flute became doubled, and milk began to flow from her breast. In that condition, she was sometimes going within the house, sometimes coming out of the house. She was constantly looking to see if Govinda was coming back along the road. So, also Rupa Goswami explains that material world, there is no end to this kind of anxiety. And Prabhupada explains in one purport, accepting the Supreme Lord as one's son means rendering service. Yashoda got Krishna as her son, and she was always anxious that he is not in danger. Thus, she was always protecting him. Actually, Krishna protects the entire universe, but Yashoda was giving protection to Krishna. This is Vatsalya philosophy. Yashoda became mad when she saw Krishna was taken away by Trinavata demon. This is mentioned in that verse. And Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna explains about the anxiety, especially of the demons. Chintam aparyam cha pralayantam upashrita. What Krishna explains, that they believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Bound by a network of hundreds and thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So what Prabhupada explains, that material world, even cats and dogs, they are also anxious to give protection for the cubs or their babies, birds, like that. What Prabhupada explains, they are also trying to protect them. So, Prabhupada mentioned often time, material world, sansara dava nala lida loga. There is always fire and people are always in constant anxiety. But if we put that same anxiety only way to change in Krishna's service, what anxiety we have in the material nature from getting up in the morning and we till the time we go to the bed, we are constantly in anxiety. And also in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, what he explains, Nasta moha smritir labdva tat prasadad mayachuta. So here this verse also mentions that Nasta smritir gopi, that her illusion was gone. And Arjuna also, he told Krishna, yes, now my illusion has gone and I have gained my memory. And by your mercy I am ready, free. And my doubts are gone. I am prepared to fight according to your instruction. So this way, what we can do, whatever anxiety we have, if we put in Krishna's service, then we can lead a very sober life. So Hare Krishna. So we end the class over here. So anyone has any comment or question regarding today's class? So out of the five rasas, so according to our maturity in devotional service, so over a period of years, the more we mature in devotional service, what Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains, yes, one can come to know about his Siddha Deha. Like if I have taken a big degree and I appoint and I apply for a job, and when I give the interview, I know what is my services. So similarly, in devotional service, towards the end of life, like there are many instances of Prabhupada disciples. So there was Kushakrit Prabhu. He came to Vrindavan before leaving body and he used to go to Bhandirvan. So late evening, So one Maharaj is told he may be in Sakiras. So it depends upon from person to person how much is our maturity in different rasas. So according to that we will get our Siddhade. No, in material world they we must be having certain relation, but I don't know whether that can be upgraded over there. But that today we are always upgrading our softwares, either it is in computer or mobile, always upgrade. But in spiritual life I don't think there is like that. But as long as we are in material world, we have to upgrade our, you know, thinking, feeling, willing, our intelligence. So a time will come. A time will come certainly when we will get that day. Like Gop Kumar. So thank you very much. Shlo Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.